Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Nun, daf 50, and we are three lines from the bottom of daf Mem Tes Amid Bey. So today's daf is very different than yesterday's daf. Yesterday, the majority of the daf, we were learning Shmuel Beis, Melachim Aleph, Yoav ben Tzeruya, Abner ben Ner, David HaMelech, Shaul HaMelech, Ishbosheth, etc., etc. Today, we're going to get more into the grind of the Arba Mises Beis Din. So we began on the top of the Yomid, the new Perek, the seventh Perek of the Masechta, and the Mishnah begins with a Machlokes Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say that there are four Misois Beis Din in order from most Chomer to least Chomer, Skila Sreifa, Hereg, also known as Sayif, and Chenek. Rav Shimon said it's Sreifa, Skila, Chenek, and Hereg. In other words, there are two points of contention between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, it's first Skila, then Sreifa. Whereas according to Reb Shimon, it's first Sreifa and then Skila. According to the Chachamim, it's Hereg and then Chenek. According to the Chachamim, it's Chenek and Hereg. In other words, we had seen in the previous Perek that even though there are four Misois Beis Din, really they could be divided into two groups. The two more Chamor and the two less Chamor. Right? The Gemara said that someone that was Chayiv Misois Beis Din wasn't buried in the regular but there was a special Besach forest that was used for people that were given Misas Bezdin. How many special Batei Kfaris? Two. One for the more Chomer, Skil and Sreifa, and the other one for the less Chomer, Hereg and Chenek. So there's a Machlokes in both of these subcategories. The more Chomer and the more Kal, which is the more Chomer, which is the less Chomer. So again, according to the Chachamim, it's Skila, Sreifa, Hereg, Chenek. According to Rav Shimon, it's Sreifa, Skila, Chenek, the Hereg, says the Gemara. How do we know the order according to the Chachamim? How do we know the order according to Rav Shimon? And this is going to take us through 80% of the daf. So you basically have to fasten your seatbelt, focus, and get into the cheshbon of the Gemara, because this is going to be some cheshbon. It's not hard if you halt cup, but the cheshbon of how you know the Seder according to the Chachamim, and how you know the Seder according to Rav Shimon. It says the Gemara, Skila Sreifa, Hereg Chenek. Skila Chamur Misreifa. The Chachamim hold that Skila is the most Chamur. It's more Chamur than Sreifa. Shekei Nitna L'megadif Ulo Ivet Avay Dezar. What's the worst Avera you can do for which you would be Chayiv Skila? A Megadif and an Oyver Avodah Zarah. Umay Chumra, why is that so Chumra? Shekein Poshet Yadav Be'ikr. Because both of those people are being Kofer Be'ikr. They're not just being Kofer Be'ikr, they're actually doing something about it. They're being Poshet Yadav Be'ikr. So if a Megadif and an Oyver Avodah Zarah get Skila, it must be Skila is very, very Chumra. But the Gemara says, Adarabba, I can make the argument that Sreifa Chumra, that maybe Sreifa is more Chumra than Skila. Because what's the worst Avera you could do for which you'd be Chayiv Sreifa? A bas koyin, that's mizana. The halacha is gets rape. An eishes ish, that's mizana, gets either chenek or skiva. If she's an eishes ish binisuin, she's a full fledged eishes ish. The halacha is she gets chenek. If she's a naira murasa, she gets skiva. What about if she's a bas koyin? So a bas koyin gets rape. It's a pasuk in the Torah. As so via him mechaleles beish tisarev. So you see that a bas koyin, that's mizana, get Sreifa, so that means it's really, really Chomer. Umay Chomer, why is that so Chomer? Why is Bas Koyin, that's Mezana, so Chomer? She came Mechaleles, Esavia, because the Pasuk says, Esavia, he Mechaleles. She's being Mechalel. She's desecrating the reputation of her family. Her father's a Koyin. A Koyin's supposed to be Kaddish. She's not supposed to be Chayil. And Esavia, he Mechaleles. So maybe the fact that a Bas Koyin gets Sreifa, that's a Raya, that Sreifa is so Chomer, even more Chomer than Skila, says the Gemara, Kesavi Rabban and the Rabban and hold, Nesua Yoitza L'Sreifa, V'loi Arusa. That it's true that an Eishes Ish, that's Mezana, gets Chenek, if she's a full-fledged Eishes Ish. If she's a Naim Urasa, she gets Skila. If she'd be a Bas Koyin, she'd get Sreifa. But the Chachamim hold that the only time a Bas Koyin gets Sreifa is if she was a Nesua. Instead of getting chenek, now she's going to get sreif. If, however, she's a naira murasa, that's also a bas koyin, she doesn't go from skila to sreifa. Rather, what happens? She remains with skila. So, umid after rachman ala rusa beskila. So, from the fact that she gets skila, not sreifa, shmami no skila chamura, it must be skila's more chamur. Because if sreifa's more chamur than skila, if sreifa's more chamur than skila, then what would happen is that a naira murasa, that's a bas koyin, would get sreifa, not skila. because you would upgrade it to Sreifa. So from the fact that it remains by Skila and not Sreifa, that's a raya that Skila must be more chamer than Sreifa. So at first glance, what the Gemara said is, how do you know Skila is more chamer than Sreifa? Because you find that a Baskoyin Nesua, that's Mizana, goes from Chenek to Sreifa. Whereas a Naira Murasa Baskoyin, that's Mizana, does not go from Skila to Sreifa. She retains Skila. Now, if Sreifa was more Chamer than Skila, then the Misa would be upgraded and it would go from Skila to Sreifa. From the fact that it remains by Skila, must be Skila's more Chamer. In other words, we know Skila's more Chamer from Sreifa because we know that a Naira Hamurasa, Bas Koyin, does not get Sreifa. And even though if you look in the Pasuk, Bas Ish Koyin Kisecha Liznois, Esavia Himachalelas Beishti Sareif, there's no inkling anywhere in the Pasuk that we're talking Dafka about a Nesua, not about a Naira Murasa. The Chachamim must have known that a Naira Murasa does not get Sreifa. So if the Naira Murasa doesn't get Sreifa, she stays by Skila. It must be because Skila is more Chamer. Because if Sreifa was more Chamer, then just like the Nesua goes to Sreifa, the Naira Murasa would also go to Sreifa. Must be that really Skila is more Chamer than Sreifa, and that's why it doesn't make sense to downgrade when you're a Baskoyin. So if a Baskoyin Naira Murasa gets Skila, that's why a Baskoyin Naira Murasa gets Skila, and that's the right that Skila is more Chamer than Sreifa. But if you take a look on the side, a very long Rashi. It takes us through halfway the Yom. And Rashi's bothered, he says, if the Makar that Skila is Muhammad and Sreifa is because the Chachamim knew that a Naira Murasa Bas Koyin doesn't get Sreifa, then you have to have the Makar to that. And Rashi says, I didn't find anywhere in Shas a Makar where the Chachamim would have had any Gilui in this Pasuk that the Pasuk's talking Davka about an Asua and it's not talking about an Arusa. So it says Rashi, I think Pshat in the Gemara is different. Rashi changes the Girsa in the Gemara. Rashi says as follows. It's true, Halkop, it's true that according to the Chachamim, you have to say that a Naira Murasa, Bas Koyin, that's Mizana, is going to get Skila, not Sreifa. Why does that have to be the case? Because the Chachamim holds Skila is Mochamer. So being that the Chachamim holds Skila is Mochamer, it doesn't make any sense to downgrade a Bas Koyin. However, it can't be that the makar that skilas mochamer is from the fact that a naira murasa bas koyin gets skilas not sreifa, because we don't have a makar for that. It works the other way around. Once I know that skilas mochamer, then I know that a naira murasa bas koyin is going to get skilas. And it's true the Gemara's comment, kasavri rabbana nesua yoitzel esreifa v'lei arusa. It has to be that way. Because the rabbanon v'shitasayu, they hold that skilas mochamer than sreifa. Which line do you take out, says Rashi, the next line? Umida afkir rachmana Larusa Beskila. That line says Rashi take out, because that line sounds like this is the Makar that Skila is more common than Sreifa. And it's not the Makar. Because if this is the Makar that Skila is more common than Sreifa, that means there has to be a Makar that a Naira Murasa Bas Koyin gets Skila not Sreifa, and we don't have such a Makar. So then how do you know Skila is more common than Sreifa? So Rashi says it's Iker Chasim and Asefer in the Gemara. The real Makar is what the Gemara is going to say later in one of its other Chishbainas, and that is at the end of the day, you have a Shaila. What's worse? Avodah Zarah? Megadif and Avodah Zarah? Or Esavi or Himachalalas? Avodah Zarah is more at the end of the day, poshet yadoy beikar adif. The Gemara is going to say it in a cheshbon later, and that's the reason skila is most common than sreifa. So, bottom line is that skila is more common than sreifa. How do I know that? Because the megadif and oved avodah zarah get skila. What's the worst thing you could do and get sreifa? Bas koyin kisoche liznois. What's worse? Is it worse to be oved avodah zarah, or is it worse to be an esavia himechalelas? Poshet yadoy beikar. If you're Odif, it's Pashit that it's worse to be Oved Avodah Zarah and the Gadif. Thus, it must be that his punishment is the worst punishment. That's how I know Skila is more Chamer than Sreifa. So Skila is the most Chamer, which means it's more Chamer than Sreifa. It's more Chamer than Herek, also known as Sayif. And it's more Chamer than Chet. So we just proved that Skila is more Chamer than Sreifa. Skila, Chamer, me, Sayif. How do I know that Skila is more Chamer than Sayif? Says the Gemara Shekin, Nidin, Lamekadif, Oved Avodah Zarah. Skila, we know it's really Chamer. What accentuates the chaymer of skila? A megadif and a oved avodah zarah gets skila. Umay chomer kedamar. Adarabo, sayif chomer. I can argue that sayif is more chomer. Because what would accentuate the chaymer of sayif more than anything else? What's the worst avera you could do for which you'd be chayif sayif? Shkeim nitin la'anshe irani dachas. Irani dachas is avodah zarah too. And it's an entire city. It's an avodah zarah derab. And you see that what do they get? Sayif. So maybe that's a raya that sayif is more chomer. And the Gemara says, by the way, umay chomer, I'll prove to you that Irani Dachas is maybe more chomer than a regular Oved Avodah Zarah she came a moinam avad. If someone's Oved Avodah Zarah, so we kill him, but we don't touch his money. But in Irani Dachas, not only do the members of the city get killed, but we destroy their money as well. But the Gemara says, Amrit eitz a koyach meruba, koyach hamadiach, a koyach hanidach. And incidentally, there's some fascinating machshava that you could take out of this sugya. We'll try to recap it a little bit after the daf. And this is another one. What's worse? Is it worse to persuade someone else to do an avera? Or is it worse for you to be the one to do the avera yourself? It's poshet that the madiach, the one that talks somebody else into doing the avera, gets the bigger avera than the one that did the avera itself. So it's true that the nidche ir hanidachas, the ones that did the avera themselves, they get saif. But let's say somebody was instrumental in getting this ir hanidachas to happen. You know what he would get? He would be treated as a regular meisas madiach. He wouldn't get saif. He would get skila. And who's worse, the madiach or the nidach? The madiach is worse. So if the madiach ir hanidachas gets skila and the nidach ir hanidachas get saif, it must be that skila is more chomer than saif. So we know skila is more chomer than sreifa. We know skila is more chomer than saif. How do you know skila is more chomer than chenek? Skila chomer mi chenek. That's easy. Shekei nite le megadef ulo ibe davay dazar. Umay chomer kedamar. We just said skila is really chomer. Megadef ulo ibe davay dazar. Ad rabbi chenek chomer. Maybe chenek is more chomer. Shekei nite le maka ove vimay. What's the biggest avera you could do for which you'd be chayiv chenek? Maka ove vimay. Mois yumas stam misa the chachamim hold as chenek. Umay chomer. Why is that so chomer? Shekei hukish kfeidam le kfeidam makim. Because the Torah was makish, the covet that you have to have for your parents, kabid es avicha v'asimecha, with the covet that you have to have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi says, kabid es Hashem mehoincha, quoting a Gemara in Masechtas Bava Metzia and Il Metzias, daf lamed beis amid aleph. So you see, covet of the aim is like kvod hamakim. So maybe mak of the imay is more chamer, but the Gemara says simple. Mid after Yerachman Allah Ruzah Basis Yisrael Michal Nesua, Basis Yisrael Michenek Leskilo, a Nesua Basis Yisrael that's Mizana Geetz Chenek. A Naira Murasa, that's Mizana Get Skila. And the thought always is that the Naira Murasa's Avera is a lot more Chamur than the Avera the Eishas is. Shema Mina, must be Skila Chamura. So you see that Skila is more Chamur, right? So that's very easy. From the fact that a Eishas Ish Nesua gets upgraded from Chenek to Skila when she's a Naira HaMurasa, must be Skila is more Chamur than Chenek, right? A Eishas Ish Nesua is Chenek. A Naira Murasa is Skila. Which Avera is more Chamur? The Eishas Ish or the Naira Murasa? Naira Murasa. Must be the Naira Murasa's punishment. Must be the more chamer the punishment. If one's skila, one's chenek, that's the raya, that skila is more chamer than chenek. So again, we proved the first part of this. It's skila, sreifa, herik chenek. Which means, in other words, skila is more chamer than sreifa, skila is more chamer than herik, and skila is more chamer than chenek. How do you know skila is more chamer than sreifa? So the Gemara is unclear. The way Rashi learns the Gemara, it's a svara. Poishet yadav be'ikar adav. What's skila? Megadav anoyved avay dezara. What's sreifa? Esoviyah hi mechalelas. Which is worse? Megadav anoyved avay dezara. How do you know skila is more chomer than saif? Because the madiche iranidachas gets skila, the nitche iranidachas gets saif. Which is worse? The madiach is worse than the nidach. Must be skila is more chomer than saif. And how do you know skila is more chomer than chenek? Very simple. Because an eishes ish nesua that's mazana gets chenek. A naira murasa that's mazana gets skila. What's worse, naira murasa? Must be that that's how you know that skila is more chomer than chenek. Says the Gemara. What's number two on the list? Tzreifa. In other words, tzreifa is more chomer than saif. Chenek. Right. Tzreifa chomer than saif. She came nit nilavas koyin she zinsa. Because you see, what's the most chomer thing for which you'd get sreifa? Esavihi mechalelas. Umay chumra, shekei mechalelas esavihi. Adi rabbi saif chomer, shekei nitin la'an she'ir anidachas. Umay chumra, shekei memoinan ova. So it's essentially esavihi mechalelas going up against ir anidachas, says the Gemara. Nemar aviyah b'skila, v'nemar aviyah b'sreifa. It says the word aviyah by skila. And it says the word aviyah by sreifa. Where does it say aviyah by skila? Liznois beis aviyah. And where does it say aviyah by sreifa? Es aviyah himichalelas. Ama aviyah amir b'skila. Skila chamur misayif. An interesting zera shava. Just like aviyah by skila, we know that skila is more chamur than sayif. We just proved that. Av aviyah ha'amur b'sreifa. Sreifa chamur b'sayif. So how do you know that sreifa is more chamur than sayif? It's a gzera shava. Sreifa chamur b'chenek. How do you know sreifa is more chamur than chenek? Shekei nitna l'bas koyin shezinsa. Sreifa has the chumra of Bas Koyin. Umay chumra k'dei Amaran. What's k'dei Amaran? Esaviyah himechalelas. Adar abe chenek chomer. Maybe chenek is more chomer. Shekei nitin l'mak obev. Umay chumra. Shekei nukesh kvoidom l'kvoid hamakim. Says the Gemara. Simple. Midaf girachmanu nesua Bas Koyin michlal nesua Bas Yisrael mechenek l'sreifa. A nesua Bas Yisrael that's mezanaget chenek. an Esua. Bas Koyin, that's Mezana gets Sreifa. Obviously, when it's a Bas Koyin, it's more Chomer like the Torah says. Esovio Himechalelas. So Shema Mino, Sreifa Chamura. Must be that Sreifa is more Chomer. So again, part two of this. Sreifa is more Chomer. Right? Skila Sreifa. So Sreifa is number two in the list. Which means that it's more Chomer than Sayif, and it's more Chomer than Chenek. How do you know it's more Chomer than Sayif? Gzereshava. Nemravia b'sreifa, nemravia b'skila. Just like skila is more chomer than saif, so too sreifa is more chomer than saif. How do you know sreifa is more chomer than chenek? Very simple. A bas yisrael, eshes ish, that's mezana gets chenek. A bas koyin eshes ish, that's mezana gets sreifa. Clearly that means we're being upgraded. So you know that sreifa is more chomer than chenek. Last thing we need to figure out is Saif. Saif was number three on the list, which means it's more chomer than chenek. So the question would be, Saif or chenek? Says the Gemara, Saif chomer mi chenek, shekein nitin la anshe ir anidachas. Umay chomer shekein amoy namana. Adar rabbi, chenek chomer shekein nitin lamaka ove v'imoy. Umay chomer shekein hukish kvoidon l'kvoid amakam. Essentially, the shayla is ir anidachas more chomer, or is maka ove v'imoy more chomer? Says the Gemara, afilu hachi, poishet yadiv ikir adiv. It makes sense that ir anidachas should be more chomer. So, it's not so shvet. That's the cherchvin. That's how you know skila, sreifa, herakhenik, and the way the Gemara spoke it out. Not the chazer every nuance that we just mentioned, but the Gemara had to go through it. Meaning, if you're saying that skila is number one and the order matters, so you have to prove that skila is more chomer than sreifa, herakhenik. Then you have to prove that sreifa, which is number two, is more chomer than herak and chenik. And then you have to prove that herak, which is number three, is more chomer than chenik. The Gemara threw some svaras this way, that way, but the bottom line is, that's the cheshbin that we have. Rav Shimon Oimer. Rav Shimon has a different list. Rav Shimon says it's sreifa, skila, chenik, and herak. Again, he argues on 2 points. Number one, it's not skila, sreifa, it's sreifa, skila. And number two, it's not herak, chenik, it's chenek herek. So we have to go through the same exact cheshvin now, according to Rav Shimon. It says the Gemara, sreif chamor miskila. If Rav Shimon holds that sreif is the most chamor, means it's more chamor than skila, it's more chamor than chenek, that's number three according to Rav Shimon, and it's more chamor than saif. So sreif chamor miskila, shekein nitna l'bas kohen shezinsa. Because you see that a bas kohen that's mezana gets sreifa, so you know it's very chomer. Umay chomer, shekei mechalel es esovio. Adarabba, skila chomer, maybe skila's more chomer. Shekei nitnele magade fulo over the voidus kechavim. Umay chomer, shekei poishet yada be'ikr. Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon l'tame. Rav Shimon is l'shitasi. Domar, Rav Shimon holds. Achas arusav, achas nesua, yotso l'sreifa. That when the Torah says that a bas kohen that's mezana gets sreifa, it meant sai unesua and sai in arusa. So mid afki rachmanu la rusa bas koyin michlal la rusa bas yisrael miskila la sreifa. So if you see that an ayra murasa bas yisrael gets skila, but an ayra murasa bas koyin gets sreifa, what does that mean? Shema minos sreifa chamura, must be sreifa is more chamur because it's being upgraded, obviously not downgraded. So it must be sreifa is more chamur. Meaning, just like we had said earlier that the chachamim that hold skila is more chamur than sreifa, they're gonna have to hold that an ayra murasa bas koyin gets skila because it doesn't make sense to downgrade. Reb Shimon held for a pashtus that it has to be that a bas koyin that's a naira murasa gets sreifa, because there's no gilui, like Rashi was bothered in the previous Gemara. There's no gilui anywhere in the pasuk that the pasuk's talking about a nesua anymore, that it's talking about a naira murasa. So we're talking either about a naira murasa or about a nesua, and either way the Torah says ba'ish tisarev, which means that sreifa is more chomer than what the nesua gets, and it's more chomer than what the naira murasa gets. That means it's more chomer than chenek, but it also means that it's more chomer than skila, shma mina, sreifa chamura mechenek. So that's how we know that sreifa is more chamur than skila. It's also more chamur than chenek. It's also more chamur than saya. Sreifa chamura mechenek. That's also simple. Shekein nitna l'bas koyin shezinsa. A bas koyin that's mezana gets sreif. My chumash get amor. Adar abe chenek chumash get nitna l'maka aviv ima. My chumash get hukish kvoidom. The kvoid amok. Right? The Gemara in each step of the way just sets it up. It's really all redundant. We keep on repeating ourselves. Do you say that Esavihi Mechalelas is more chomer? Or do you say Maka Avivi Imay is more chomer? Says the Gemara, it's Poshit that Midafki Rachmanon and Nesua Bas Koyin. Michlan Nesua Bas Yisrael Mechanic Lesreifa. And Nesua Bas Yisrael gets Chenic. And Nesua Bas Koyin gets Reif. Shema Minas Reif Chamura. It must be that Reif is more chomer. And then finally, Reif Chamura Misayef. Reif is more chomer than Sayef. How do you know that? Shekein Nitna Lebas Koyin. Here we have a little bit of a curveball, something that we didn't have yet. So that we did there. Which is more chomer? To be the madiach or to be the nidach? So we said already, heavy yomer koyach madiach. The kal v'chomer. If that's the case, I have a kal v'chomer. Umachenek shechomer misayif. Madachenek, which is more chomer than sayif. How do I know chenek is more chomer than sayif? Because I know the koyach madiach is more chomer than the koyach nidach. And what does that have to do with chenek and sayif? Says Rashi. This is Rab Shimon l'shitasoi, who Rab Shimon holds a big chiddush that madiche ir nidachas don't get skila, like the Chachamim hold, but rather they get chenek. So if the koyach hamadiach is more chomer than the koyach hanidach, and we know that the anche ir nidachas, the nidche ir nidachas get sayif, but the madiche ir nidachas get chenek, that means that chenek is more chomer than sayif. And we just proved that sreif is more chomer than chenek. Had we proved sreif is more chomer than chenek? Because Abbas Yisrael, Nesua, that's Mizana, gets Chenek. But Abbas Koyen, Nesua, that's Mizana, gets Reifa. Must be Reifa's more Chama than Chenek. And I know that Chenek is more Chama than Saif. How again? Because the Madicheir and Nidachas get Chenek, and the Nidcheir and Nidachas get Saif. So it's back to the envelope arithmetic. If Reifa's more Chama than Chenek, and Chenek is more Chama than Saif, it must be that Sreif is more chomer than Saif, says the Gemara. Sreif chamur mimenu Saif akal kolshken. Has to be that's the way it is. So again, just to recap this part. So according to Reb Shimon, it's Sreif, then Skila, then Chenek and Herif. Which means that Sreif is more chomer than Skila. It's more chomer than Chenek. It's more chomer than Herif. Says the Gemara. How does Reb Shimon know that Sreif is more chomer than Skila? Because Reb Shimon held that when the Torah says that a bas koyin that's mezana beishti sareif loishna nesua loishna arusa, which means that although the bas Yisrael would have gotten Skila had she been a Naira Murasa, now that she's a Bas Koyen, we're going to upgrade the Misa, and it says she's going to get Sreifa, which means that Sreifa is more Chomer than Skila. How does he know that Sreifa is more Chomer than Chenek? Because an Ishes Ish Nesua gets Chenek, Bas Yisrael, but Bas Koyen Nesua gets Sreifa. Again, same exact thing. He knows Sreifa is more Chomer than Skila from Naira Murasa. He knows Sreif is more chomer than Chenek from a regular Nesua. And how does he know that Sreif is more chomer than Herek? He has no information about Sreif and Herek per se. But we know that Chenek is more chomer than Herek. How do we know that? Because Rav Shimon holds that the Madichir and Nidachas got Chenek, the Nidchir and Nidachas got Herek, and Eza Koyach HaMeruba Odev, which one is worse? Madiach is more chomer than Nidach. That means that by definition, Chenek has to be chomer than Saif. If Chenek is more chomer than Saif, and we know Sreif is more chomer than Chenek, it must be that Sreif is also more chomer than Saif.
So what would be with the Skila? Because you would have to say Kalachayim for Skila too.
That's true. It's a good point. Excellent point. Excellent point. You don't need, he's saying you don't need Reb Shimon l'shitasoi that Reb Shimon holds that the Madiche ir nidachas get chenek and not skila. Because once Reb Shimon holds that Sreif was more chomer than skila, then you have the same exact kal v'chomer. Right. Says the Gemara, skila chamur mechenek. How do you know that skila is more chomer than chenek? What's number two on Reb Shimon's list? Skila. Which means that it's more chomer than 3 and 4. What's 3 and 4? Chenek and Herek. So in this part of the Gemara, we have to demonstrate that Skila is more chomer. Try my best. That Skila is more chomer than Chenek and Saif. Says the Gemara, Skila chomer mechenek. Shekein nitnon megadev v'lo oved avodah zarah. Again, what accentuates the chomer of Skila? That a megadev and an oved avodah zarah get Skila. Umay chomro kedamar. Adarabah chenek chomer. What accentuates the chomer of Chenek? Shekein nitin l'maka ava v'imay. Umay chomro shekein hukish. Says the Gemara, midaf girech man al-arus abas Yisrael mechal nesu abas Yisrael mechenek l'skilo. From the fact that you find that an arus abas Yisrael gets Chenek, and a nesua gets Chenek, and an arusa gets skilo, shmah minos skilo chamura. So it has to be that skilo is more chomer than Chenek. Right, what's the raya? Very simple. A nesua gets Chenek, and arusa gets skilo. The thought always is that the aveira is worse by the arusa than it is by the nesua, which means that the oinish is being upgraded, which means that when you go from Chenek to skilo, it's an upgrade. In other words, skilo is more chomer than Chenek. Skilo chamura mi saif. How do you know that skilo is more chomer than saif? Shekein nitin el megadif. Adar avasayi chomer shekein nitin lanchi ir nidachas. The same exact question like the previous Gemara. Again, we're trying to prove that Skila is more chomer than Saif. What's the answer going to be? We just proved that it's more chomer than Chenek. If you know it's more chomer than Chenek, it has to be more chomer than Saif. That's the kal v'chomer. Right, that's what the Gemara is saying. What's worse, the koyach hamadiach or the koyach hanidach have yomi koyach hamadiach? And we know that the madiche ir nidachas according to Reb Shimon got Chenek. The nidche ir nidachas according to Reb Shimon got Saif. So it's kal v'chomer. Uma Chenek. Shechomur misayif. Again, how do you know? Because the madiach gets chenek and the nidche gets sayif. Skila chamur mimenu, and still skila is more chamur than the chenek, the more chamur. Sayif akal, loy kolshkein. So certainly sayif akal. So again, what was part two of this? Skila is more chamur than chenek, and skila is more chamur than herek. How do you know skila is more chamur than chenek? Because ish nesua gets chenek, and a naimurasa gets skila. Naimurasa is mochamer, must be her oinish is mochamer. So you see that skila is mochamer than chenek. And how do you know that skila is mochamer than herek? Again, I don't have any particular information that links skila and herek, but I know that skila is mochamer than chenek, and I know chenek is mochamer than herek, so must be skila is mochamer than chenek. And what's the last thing we need to figure out? Chenek. Chenek is number three, which means that it's greater than number four, or more chamer than number four. What was three according to Reb Shimon? Chenek. What was four according to Reb Shimon? Herek or Sayif. So how do we know Chenek is more chamer than Sayif? Shekeinitein lemake ovevi imoy. Because a make ovevi imoy gets chenek. Umay chumro kedamor. Hukash kvoidam lekvoidam okim. Adarab, a Sayif chamer shekeinitein laanchi ernidachas. Umay chumro shekem amoynam ovad. So according to Reb Shimon, what's the answer going to be? The Chachamim held that Sayif was more chamer than Chenek. Why? Because the Chachamim said, "Poishet yada be'ikar adif," but Reb Shimon holds vaker. Reb Shimon holds that chenek is really more chamor than tzayif. What's the reason? Says the Gemara, "V'chi eze koyach meruba koyach hamadiach koyach hanidach heviyomer koyach hamadiach betanya madich irani dachas beskilo Shimon oimer bechenek." Thus, you see that the madich irani dachas get chenek. Here you do need Reb Shimon Shita of Chenek. So the Madichir Nidachas get Chenek, whereas the Nidchir Nidachas get Sayef. So you see for sure that Chenek is more Chamer than Sayef. Either way, again, not such a hard Gemara if you hold Cheshmen. So the bottom line, we had here a Machloikis regarding the Chomer of the Arba Mises Bezdin. According to the Chachomim, it's Skila, Sreifa, Herek, Chenek. According to Reb Shimon, it's Sreifa, Skila, Chenek v'herik. If you think about it, what comes out from the Maskanas HaGemara, that there's two nekudas ha-machloikis between Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. Number one, a naira ha-mu'urasa, that's a bas koyim. Does she get sreifa or she gets skila? Reb Shimon holds she gets sreifa. And that was Reb Shimon's makar. That sreifa is more chamer than skila. Because from the fact that the bas Yisrael gets skila, and the Bas Koyin gets Sreif, and we know the Bas Koyin is doing something worse than the Bas Yisrael. Because by the Bas Koyin, in addition to the Znus, there's an element of Es Ovio, Himechaleles, so must be Sreif as Mochamer. And that was how Reb Shimon knew, despite the fact that a Megadef and an Ovid Avid Azar gets Skila, which you'd think is probably more Chomer than Es Ovio, Himechaleles. But Reb Shimon said, checkmate, it's black and white. At the end of the day, you see that the Bas Koyin goes from Skila to Sreifa. Must be that Sreifa is more Chomer than skila. Why did the Rabbanan argue? So from the Gemara it sounds like because the Rabbanan held fakert, that the Rabbanan held that she retains her position of being beskila and not sreifa. But Rashi said there really is no such Rabbanan in Shas. If you would need a makar for that, and there really is no makar for that. So the way it comes out, again, fi shitas Rashi, is that the Rabbanan just held in svaris a kenesh zayin. It can't be. It can't be that Sreifa is more chamer than skila. A Megadef and an Oved Avodah Zarah is the worst thing you can do for which you'd be chayiv Mrs. Besen. And they get skila, which means that skila has to be more chamer than Sreifa. Because if Sreifa was more chamer than skila, then a Megadef and an Oved Avodah Zarah would get Sreifa, not skila. And for the fact that they get skila, not Sreifa, it must be skila's more chamer. Ah, if that's the case, why does a Naira Murasa Bas Koyin get Sreifa? She doesn't. She doesn't get Sreifa. Because Savri Rabbana, Nesua, Yaitzel is Sreifa, Velei Arusa. But we're working backwards, says Rashi. The Rabbana are starting off with a position that it cannot be that skila is not the most chomer thing in the Torah. How do I know? Megadef for Oved Avodah Zarah, it's the worst Avera. Not only are you a Koifer Be'ikar, you're a Poishet Yodai Be'ikar. That's the worst thing you could do. And if you get skila, must be skila's more chomer. So again, Reb Shimon said, Eimikri Yaitzel V'Dei Pshuta. I have a pasuk in the Torah which tells me that a Naira Murasa, Bas Yisrael gets skila. I have another pasuk in the Torah that says that a Naira Murasa, Bas Koyin gets Reifa. Which is worse, Bas Koyin, Esavihi Mechaleles, must be Sreifa's more chamer. And even though it's counterintuitive, says Reb Shimon,
What should I tell you?
It's a parish in the Torah. There's nothing I could do. That's how I know Sreifa's more chomer. The Rabbanan said, I can't be soivel that. It doesn't make any sense. You're going to tell me Torah, Saviyah, Himichaleles is more chomer than Megadeth and Eved of Eidazar. And even though the Gemara discusses it as if it entertained the possibility, but at the end of the day, it's all in the Shakru Batari of the Gemara. Bottom line is, there's no way that Baz Kohen that's Mezana is doing something worse than a Megadeth, than an Eved of Eidazar. Must be then that the Oynish of the Megadeth is the most chomer the Goynish, which is that skila. Ah, you're parish in the Torah? The Rabbana told Reb Shimon, I have no prayer. I'm going to have no choice but to be moitzi your parsha mipshutai. And what I'm going to end up having at the end of the day is, I'm going to have that only the Bas Koyin Nesua is going to be chayav Sreifa. But Enochanami, that Rus is going to stay by skila, because skila is more stronger than Sreifa, and it doesn't make sense that a Bas Yisrael should get skila and the Bas Koyin should get Sreifa. There's no sense in downgrade. The second point of contention between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim was Sayef and Chenek. Which is more chomer? Is Sayef more chomer than Chenek? Or is Chenek more chomer than Sayef? The Rabbanan said Sayef is more chomer than Chenek. Because what's the worst thing you can do, right? What accentuates the chomer of Sayef? The Anche Ir Nidachas used to get Sayef. What accentuates the chomer of Chenek? Maka of Avihima. Hukish kvoidam l'kvoidam akim. Says the Gemara, I hear. Hukish kvoidam l'kvoidam akim. But at the end of the day, which is worse? Irni dachas. Avodah zarah. Poshet yad beker adav. So you see that Saif is more chomer. The Rabbanon, Rav Shimon argues. Rav Shimon says that chenek is more chomer than Saif. How does he know that? Rav Shimon l'tameh. Because Rav Shimon held that it's true that the nidche irni dachas who were poshet yad beker got Saif. But the Magiche Irani Dachas got Chenek. So you see that even someone that's Poshet Yodai Be'ikr gets Chenek. And not just that. Two people were Poshet Yodai Be'ikr. One was the Nidach, one was the Madiach. Who did the bigger Avera? The Gemara said it 5 times in the Cheshvin. The Madiach did the bigger Avera. And the Madiach gets Chenek. So must be that Chenek is going to be more Chomer than Saif. So essentially, Reb Shimon Shita, that Chenek is more chomer than Saif, is litamei. It's because Reb Shimon is of the opinion that the Madiche Irni Dachas get Chenek. Rabbanon hold Madiche Irni Dachas get Skila. So if they get Skila, it would only prove that Skila is more chomer than Saif. But we already know that Skila is more chomer than Saif. That's not the point. The question is Chenek versus Saif. Do you say in Svara Saif? It depends. If Madiche Irni Dachas get Chenek, then you don't have the Svara. To the contrary, the Svara is just the opposite. Because you see that even a Poshet Yad Be'ikr can get Chenek, and to the contrary, the Madiach, who's more chomer than the Nidach, the Madiach gets the Chenek, and the Nidach gets the Saif. Says the Gemara, almost as a summation of what we just said, Margalo Bepumei de Rabbi Yochanan. Nairam Urasa Bas Koyein Shezinsa Beskilo Rav Shimon Ovi Besreifa. Is this a Chiddush? No, it's not a chiddush, right? In light of what we just said, it's clearly derived from the Cheshbon HaSugya. A naira murasa, bas Yisrael gets skila. A nesua, bas Yisrael gets chenek. A nesua, bas koyin gets reifa. What about a naira murasa, bas koyin? So according to the Chachamim, it's going to be skila. According to Reb Shimon, it's going to be Sreifa. Right, Reb Shimon's hope is shita, that Sreifa is Muhammad and skila. Gufa came from there. The Rabbanon didn't have any information, but the Rabbanon held it was so pashut that skill was more chomer that you have to say it doesn't make any sense that a bas koyin should be downgraded, but maybe she's going to be skill. Zinsa me'aviyo. What if you have a naira murasa bas koyin who is mezana, but the boy loyolena was her own father? Now the halach is if a father and a daughter are mezana be'ish tisarif, they also get sreifa. So now you have two averas taking place simultaneously. Number one, naira murasa, and number two, you have bitoy, or from her perspective, avia. And the question is, should it be sreifa, like the erva of bitoy, or should it be skila, like the erva of naira murasa? Again, we're not talking about a bas koyin over here. A regular bas yisrael, that has a was mezana with her father. So Reb Shimon, I'm according to Reb Shimon, it's going to be sreifa. Whereas according to Chachamim, it's going to be skila. Why? The same exact cheshbon. You have skila because she's a naira murasa. You have sreifa because you have the erva of bitoy. You're not bas koyin, regular bas yisrael. You have skila because she's a naira murasa. You have bitoy because it's sreifa. What do you do if a person does one aver for which he's chayiv two einshem? So which one's more chomer? Is skila more chomer or is sreifa more chomer? According to the Chachamim, skila is more chomer. So basically, you have two nafkaminas, essentially. It was margula bepumi de Rabbi Yochanan with chapsach and nafkamina between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. Number one, a naira murasa bas koyin. Should she get skila or should she get sreifa? Bas koyin has to be yotzei. Sreifa is more chomer, it's going to be sreifa. If sreifa is less chomer, then it's going to stay with skila. Or naira murasa bas yisrael, where there's a znus of bita. Mitzad the erva of bita de sreifa, mitzad the naira murasa de skila. Kimla b'derabine. Which one is more chomer? Right? I could have told you the same thing essentially, right? It seems pretty simple. The Gemara says Michael Mashmon, really. And what's the Kiddush? The Rabbanon nesua yotzei l'sreifa v'loy arus. According to the Rabbanon, only bas koyin nesua gets sreifa, not arus. The Rab Shimon achas aruchasa v'achas nesua yotzei l'sreifa. Time of mind, mishum the Rabbanon skila chamura, the Rab Shimon sreifa chamura, and afgemina. The Gemara is extremely wordy. L'misha neschayiv shtei misa is bezdin nidam b'chamura. So if you take a look, Kiveger is so bothered by this Gemara. He says, Margul of Bepume to Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan seemed to say something that any child in yeshiva should have been able to tell you. All you need is two pieces of information. You have to know this Mishnah right here, Sanhedrin and Tess on the base. You have to know the Machlokes of Shimon and Chachamim, Skila Chamura, or Sreifa Chamura. And then you have to know the Halach of Kim Lebed Rabbim. And everybody knows both Halachas. And if you learn, you know both Halachas. So what's the grace of Kiddush? Kveiga says Tzorich in Gadol. Now, Kveiga doesn't ask it like we're asking it. Everyone, what's the Kiddush? Now, Kveiga's Tzorich in Gadol comes with Cheshbonis and a Rashi and a this and a that. But the bottom line is, if you take a look at Kveiga at the end of the day, the bottom line is what we're all thinking. Tzorich in Gadol, what was this? Margala, the Pumid Rabbi Yechim. Just one more Gemara. So the Gemara says, my Reb Shimon, how did Reb Shimon know that Sayin Asua and Sayin Arusa Baskoyin gets Reifa? Right, how does Reb Shimon know Sreifa's Chamura Me Skila? Rav Shimon l'tameh, the Gemara said, because Rav Shimon held that achas arucha v'achas asura gets reifa. So if you're going from bas yisrael to bas koyin, from skila to reifa, must be there's reifa's more. Hi, Rav Shimon, I'm shnei klolis amar bas koyin. There are two klolis that were said by bas koyin. Now, what are the two klolis? Eishes ish nesua, that's mezana, gets chenek, and an eishes ish arusa, that's mezana, naira murasa, gets skila. So the Gemara says, bas koyin, below bas yisrael. The parish of Eishes Ish, side by Naira Merasa, side by Nesu, is talking about a Bas Koyin and not by a Bas Yisrael. No, El Ema Af a Bas Koyin. Meaning, when you read the parasha, there's no reason to assume that we're talking about a Bas Yisrael anymore than we're talking about a Bas Koyin. It's talking either about a Bas Yisrael or a Bas Koyin. V'hoitzi Yakos of Nesu Bichlal, Nesu V'arusa Bichlal V'arusa. And then you have another parasha, right? So you have the ordinary parasha of Eishes Ish, that's Mezana gets Chenek. You have the ordinary parasha of Naira Merasa, that's Mezana gets Skilo. And in that parsha, it's Bas Yisrael, it's Bas Koyin, it's anybody. Now the Torah went ahead, and the Torah gave us a new parsha. What's the new parsha? Bas Ish Koyin Kiseicha Liznois Esovia Himechalelas Beish Tisar. It's Makshoyt Yekasim Nesua Mikal Nesua LaHachmir. Just like on the Tzad Nesua, we assume it's a Chumra. Because Esovia Himechalelas, there's an extra punchline to the Avera. As a result, a more Chumra Einish. You're going from Chenek to Sreifa. That's clearly an upgrade. Afkish, Hoitzi, Akosav, Arusa, Michal, Arusa, Lahachmer. Now, as Reb Shimon just held, that if the Torah meant only to be Moitzi, Nesua, not Arusa, should have said that. You have a parish of Nesua, you have a parish of Arusa, and then there's a third parish of Bas Koyin. Why should I assume that the parish of Bas Koyin is being Moitzi, Nesua, any more than it's being Moitzi, Arusa? It's being Moitzi both. And if it's being Moitzi both, just like it's being Moitzi, Nesua, Lechumra, it should be Moitzi, Arusa, Lechumra. It doesn't make sense. It's being Moitzi, Lekula. That's Reb Shimon's point. And therefore, it must be that Sreifa is a Chumra over Chenek. It also means that Sreifa is a Chumra over a Skila. One final line regarding this price is Zoyme Mei Nesua Bas Koyin. Bechlal Zoyme Mei Nesua Bas Yisrael. Meaning, if Edom Zoyme Mei, if you have two Edom and come and they say that Bas Koyin was Mezana, so they wanted to give her Sreifa. And then we find out that they were liars. They mother Yisim Bema complaining. Vasisim Leikashazam Alasas Laacha. So, really, based on that, perhaps they should get Sreifa. And really, it makes sense they should get Sreifa. Because the boil doesn't get Sreifa. The boil, by a Bas Koyin that's Mezana, gets Chenek. Assuming she's in a Sua. She, boil gets Chenek. She's the one that gets Sreifa. So, I'll come with the Rabba Minei of the Edom you would think gets Sreifa. But says Reb Shimon, that's the second point in this Brayso, so it's not the way it works. But Zoyme Nesua Bas Koyin Bechal Zoyme Nesua Bas Yisrael. Vezoyme Arusa Bas Koyin Bechal Zoyme Arusa Bas Yisrael. To teach me that we treat the Zoyme Mei Bas Koyin the same way we treat the Zoyme Mei Bas Yisrael. And the Zoyme Mei Bas Yisrael, what's the halacha? If they were saying Edus about a regular Eishes Ish Nesua, they'd get Chenek. If they were saying Edus about a Naira Merasa, they would get Skila. When it comes to Bas Koyin, even though Bas Koyin, according to Rav Shimon, gets Sreifa, it doesn't matter. The Zoymimin are not going to get Sreifa. This is, of course, a Makas that pays fame. But the bottom line is the Zoymimin are going to never get Sreifa. It's only she that gets Sreifa. The Boil doesn't get Sreifa. And the Zoymimin do not get Sreifa either. Exhale. It's one horror. And that is, so we have over here the idea of Esavia Himichalelis. And clearly, right, Ubas Ishkoyen, Kisecha Liznois, Esavia Himichalelis, Be'eshti Sarif. She gets Sreifa. And you see in the Sugya, that Sreifa is, or Esavia Himichalelis, is very, very chomer. Where do you see that? Because according to Reb Shimon, the worst thing you can do is Esavia Himichalelis. That was the Avera that accentuated the Chomer of Sreifa. And according to Reb Shimon, at the end of the day, that was the winner. That means the worst Avera in the Torah is Ubas Ish Koyin Ki Seicha Liznois Esavia Himichaleles Be'esh Tisar. And even according to the Chachamim, with the Chachamim that really Skila is more Chomer than Sreifa. And what accentuated the Chomer of Skila? Megadef and Oved Avodah Zarah. But the Gemara is Shokel V'Tari is Megadef Oved Avodah Zarah Mochamer, is Esavia Himichaleles Mochamer, as if to say, for sure, that this pasuk, which you just read so fast, and we don't know that much about, something over here, something's here. Uvasish koyin kisecha liznois esavia himichalelas be'ish tisarev. The Gemara later, on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, at the very end of the sugya, there's a whole part two to the sugya, but the Gemara later, on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, so the Gemara describes in somewhat detail esavia himichalelas, and I quote, from the top of Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, Shem hoyu noyagim boi kodesh, noyagim boi chod. If the father was someone that previously they were noyeg kodesh with, now they would be noyeg chod. See what that means in a minute. Kovid, noyegim by bezoyim. Oyrim, they would say, oru shezu yolad, oru shezu gidel, oru sheyotzezu michalotzav. Omer avashi, come on, kreen a rishia bar rishia, fila rishia bar tzadiko. If you find someone that's a rasha, his father's a tzadik, are you allowed to call him rishia bar rishia? No, he's a rishia bar tzadiko. You can't call him rishia bar rishia, but there's one person you could. Who? Kaitana. Esavia Himichaleles, not only would they call this girl a Rashiya, but she became a Rashiya Bas Rashiya, even if her father was a tzaddik. That's how far she defamed the reputation of her family, to the point of Esavia Himichaleles. Very, very big Kiddush. So I'll tell you a few interesting things. Number one, the Mechaber in Simen Kuf Chav Ches. The Simen Kuf Chav Ches is a very, very long Simen. Hilchas Nesias Kapayim, right in the beginning of Chelik Beis in the Shavurah. But Simen Kuf Chav Ches, a very, very long Simen. It says, Sif Katan Mem Aleph. Says the Ramah, quoting a Mordechai. V'yesh Oymer. The Mishi Yesh Loi Bas. If somebody has a daughter, Shehemir La'avodas Kechavim, who Nebach, she became a mumer, Oy shezansa, or she was mezana. Em mechuyavim oy v'katshay. You're not chayiv anymore to be mekadosh the father. Ki avia hi mechalelas. We know there's halacha b'kidashtoy. What does the kidashtoy mean? That you're supposed to be mekadosh a koyin. You're supposed to give him the first aliyah. You should give him benching. You're supposed to give kedusha to a koyin. Says the Ramah, quoting a Mordechai, that the Mordechai said that mishi yesh loy bas shehemir la'avodas kechavim oy shezansa. If somebody has a daughter that was either hey merdas or was Mezana, ein mechuyavim oy v'katsha. You're not chayiv anymore to be mekadosh. There's no v'kidashtei on the father anymore. Why? Avio hi mechalelas. And the chur, it's this gemara. Shem hayu noyegim b'kodesh noyegim b'chal. Now, Mishnah Berurah says that it's clear that it's only ein mechuyavim. But if you want to, you're allowed to. So it doesn't mean you're not allowed to. Ein mechuyavim. Another thing the Mishnah Berurah says, that even though it's in Hilchas Asiyas Kapayim, the Kohen is allowed to duchen. So if somebody has a daughter, Loyalenu, but he's allowed to duchen. The reason he's allowed to duchen is because even an Eved Avodah Zarah himself, even a man, a Kohen, that's Mezana, is allowed to duchen. So he says it can't be worse if your daughter's Mezana than if you yourself are Mezana. But the bottom line is that Ein Mechuyovim Oid Lekadshay, there's no Chiev anymore to be Mekadish, Ki Yovio Hi Mechalelas. I looked around a little bit, I saw in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he's Melamed Tzchos. He says that it could be that Bizmanenu really don't have to be worried about this. Because even though it says in the Torah, Esavia Hi Mechalelas, he says something that makes so much sense. He says, the Torah is talking about a girl that was given Misas Bezdin. In order to give Misas Bezdin, there had to be Aden, there had to be Asra. The person that was given Misas Bezdin would have to be Matar Atzmei L'Misa. Right? You know what Matar Atzmei L'Misa means? It means you would have to tell him, you know, that what you're doing right now is horrible, it's terrible, you're going to be chai. And he says, it's okay, I accept it upon myself, I'm willing to die for this. That's how badly I want to do this. That means this girl would have to be a Murid a rebel on that level, to the point where there were Aiden, there was Asra, and she was even Matar Atzma L'Misa. So he says, it could be, if you have all those criteria, then you say, Esavio Himichaleles, and there you have this idea. But Stam, a girl that's Mezana, without Aiden, without Asra, she was never Matar Atzma L'Misa, just like you don't have the Be'ishti Sarev, says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Heilige Tanya, he says, it could be, you're not going to have Esavio Himichaleles either. But either way, this is something that impacts Halacha. First R. The second R is, it's interesting that you find the idea of Esavia Himichaleles with regards to a Bas Kohen. You don't find it with regards to a Ben Kohen. Additionally, the Torah says Esavia Himichaleles. You don't find the Torah saying Esima Himichaleles. So it seems to be this father-daughter relationship. It's the father and the daughter. It's not the mother and the daughter. It's also not the father and his son, or the mother and her son. It's Esavia Himichaleles. That if there's a Kohen who has Kedushas Kuna, and his daughter goes and does something so terrible, she's Mezana, Esavia Himichaleles. So the only one that can be Mechalel is the daughter, and the only one that she's Mechalel is her father. So I saw Yaakov Kamenetsky and Emes Yaakov. He focuses more on the Bas. Why is it the Bas, not the Ben? So he says, because the reality is that a girl is more product of her home than a boy is. A boy has outside hashpois, but a girl is called Kfuda Bas Melech Penima, Beis Eizu Ishtoi, she stays at home. Right, the Bas Chila Simen Yafi Lebonim, Shemagatela says, as Bonel. So you have all those different points of a girl is more at home than the boy is, so she's a little bit more of an indication of her family. So a boy that's Mezana, you could say maybe he got caught up with the wrong chevra, went to the wrong this, the wrong that. But a girl, it's much more Esavia Himichaleles. But it only answers that part. Why is it a Bas? What about Esavia Himichaleles? So I saw Dover Nifla in the Chida. He brings it from one of the Kadmoinim, but just to be makdim, this Chida with a classic Meshachachma. So we've spoken about this Meshachachma once before, but it's a classic Meshachachma, and it's so classic that it's Kedah. It's kedai to say the Meshech Chochma again. The Rebbe Simcha says that the Gemara says in Mesechtes Kedushin Dav Chof Tes Amidays. Amar Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, Haida Difna Mechavroi. The reason that I was better, I steiged more than my chaverim, the Nesivna Beshitza. Because I got married when I was 16 years old. Had I gotten married when I was 14, I could have told the Satan, I basically could have knocked out the Satan. I could have put him out of business, as it relates to me. So Rav Chizda said that the reason I was Odef Mechavroi, I steig more than my Chaverim, is because I got married when I was very, very young. The point is, he got married when he was young. He was able to put his Yetzirah in his place from a young age. The Yetzirah didn't bother him. The Yetzirah of Arayas, obviously. So it's for that reason he was able to steig. And in fact, had I gotten married earlier, he have a Sivna Barbesa, have a Mina Leila Sotan, Gira Beinacha. So Meir Simcha said, the Ozer of Chizda talking about, Haida Difna Mechavroi. So he said, half of a fellow. Says that the Gemara says, in Bava Basra Kufna Malaf Amin Aleph, that Rav Chizda said, Lididi Bonsei Adifa Mi Bro. I'm better off having girls than boys. Rav Chizda's daughters were not Shaykh. One married Rami Barchama, one married Rava. Ukfer Barchama. So Rav Chizda had unbelievable girls. The Didi Bansi Adifam Ibra. Rav Nachman, another great Amora, you find that Nebuch didn't have such hatzlacha with his daughters. The Gemara says in Mesechtes Gittin Daf Mein Hei Amar Aleph Bansi De Rav Nachman Bachshin Tera Bikshafin. Right, we spoke a lot about this Gemara. Rav Nachman's daughters, they used to mish the chalent with their hands, and people thought that they must be so chashuv, and people used to give them tfitlach, right? They were considered great rebbetzins. And then one day, his daughters were taken into captivity, and the Gemara says, Rav Elish was there, and Rav Elish found out that they were really doing it with kishuv, and they were very happy. They didn't want to be found because their captors were being mezana with them, and they were more happy with their captors than they were with their husbands. So the Gemara ends up saying that Rav Nachman Nebuch, he didn't have such a tzlacha with his daughters. So Rav Chizda said, L'didi, Bansei Adifa Mibra, whereas Rav Nachman was just the opposite. Bansei Rav Nachman Bachshin Kedera Bikshafin. He didn't have such hatzlach together with his daughters. Says Rav Meir Simcha, the Gemara says in Beir Daf Chafei Amid Aleph, the Rav Chizda and Rav Nachman used to refer to each other as Chavroi. They used to refer to each other as friends. So who's Chavroi the Rav Chizda? It's Rav Nachman. In what way was Rav Chizda greater than Chavroi, his friend Rav Nachman? Rav Chizda had good daughters. The Didi Bansei Adifa Mibra, whereas Rav Nachman just the opposite. Bansei the Rav Nachman, Bachshin Kedera Bikshafin. So says Rav Meir Simcha, why was it that Rav Chizda had better daughters than Rav Nachman? What was the cause for it? He says, you know what the cause for it is? It's because the Gemara says that a girl follows her father, A boy follows his mother. Ish mazriya tchila yoledes nekeva. Isha mazras tchila yoledes zachar. It's a gemara nida daf lamed aleph lamed aleph. The medrash says lo oylam anakeva min ish. The nekeva always follows the ish. So zachar meis simcha. That means that how the girl is going to come out is totally more in the fall. How the boy is going to come out is totally more in the mother. Which means, says Rav Meir Simcha, the more piktusha that the father is, the better daughters he's going to have. Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, you want to know why I had more atzlocha than my chaver? Who was Rav Chisda's chaver? Rav Nachman. In what way was he better than his Chaver Rav Nachman? That Rav Chisda was zeicha to the bunsin adifa mibra, whereas Rav Nachman had problems with his daughters. Bunsin to Rav Nachman bakshin teir b'kshafin. You know what it was? The nesivna b'shitzer, because ish mazriat chilo yeledes nekeva. How the girl is going to turn out is totally in the father. And I got married when I was 16. Rav Nachman didn't, and that's why I had more tzlacha with my daughters. In fact, we have a nesivna barbeisa and have a middle sadik yerubay nekeva. That's why I had better tzlacha. So let's go to the chida. Zok the chida. You want to know why es avia hi mechaleles? Because ish mazriat chilo yeledes nekeva. Lo oyla manekeva min ish. So if there's a girl who's mezana, who is that an indicator of? It's not an indicator on the mother. The boy would be an indicator of the mother. You know, the girl is an indicator, it's the father. Because lo oylam anakevam in an ish. That's why the Torah says, uvas koyin ki secha liznois esavia hi mechalas. That's a tzushta. This chidah, this Rav Meir Simcha.